David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A technology industry coalition called Compete America gathered at Stanford University last November for a TechNet Innovation Summit, but the goal was not innovation. This coalition, backed by Microsoft, Intel, and other computer giants, has sent a letter to every member of Congress calling for more H-1B visas so businesses can bring in Indian, Pakistani, and Chinese engineers to take U.S. jobs. H-1Bers cut industry costs, but they do nothing to improve innovation. Most innovators are Americans, and the successful immigrants whom the industry brags about did not come here on H-1B visas, but entered as children and were educated in U.S. universities. Much of the conference discussion involved blaming the U.S. educational system and a lack of interest in engineering by American students. Well, yes, fewer U.S. students are going into math and computer sciences. They figured out that U.S. engineers have a bleak future of higher unemployment and lower salaries because of insourcing foreigners and outsourcing plants. The globalists are not interested in preserving America as the greatest nation and economy in the world, or in protecting American industry, or jobs, or universities, or national security. They rejoice in economic redistribution from rich and prosperous nations to other countries around the world. Here's what Bill Gates said. He spoke for the globalists. Quote, "The United States has been spoiled by being a global leader for so long that there may be an adjustment. We've got to get used to the fact that our share of everything, our ability to exercise unilateral decision-making, military power, and economic power, will not be as out of line with our 5% share of world population as it is today." Close quote. Globalists who rejoice that the United States is losing its preeminence have lost all sense of patriotism and appreciation for the uniqueness of the American system.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. And if you've lost your job or want to know more about how the government is sending jobs overseas and importing alien workers, write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for free information on losing jobs to foreign workers. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or visit eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says a pessimist looks both ways before crossing a one-way street. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. We have discussed with you from time to time, and not in great detail, the Law of the Sea Treaty. It's been going on, it's been battered back and forth now for what, 30, 40 years, maybe not that long, but Reagan was the first time we heard of it was when Reagan says, no, we're not going to do that because it is going to destroy the sovereignty of this nation. Anyway, today is October 31st, and it's more than just Halloween. It's the day that the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is supposed to vote on the Law of the Sea Treaty, whether or not to ratify it. Now, the ratification vote I don't think would be today, but the committee is going to vote whether or not it should be put before the entire Senate, the way I understand it. But I don't understand it. So I have with me today a gentleman who does understand it. His name is Thomas Bowden. He's an analyst on legal issues for the Ayn Rand Institute. And Thomas, it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
It's great to be with you this morning, Derry.
Did I pronounce Ayn Rand? Is that right?
That is absolutely right. You're one of the few that gets it right the first time.
Well, I've been getting it wrong for the last 40 years. Jeff informed me it's pronounced Ayn. It's written Ayn, right?
That's correct. It's A-Y-N, and it's pronounced Ayn. It's a pen name that this Russian author adopted. Ayn Rand was born in Russia in 1905, and her goal in life growing up under the communist regime was to get the heck out, get to America, and she managed to get out in 1926. She never looked back. She was proud to have adopted America as her country and to be accepted here as an American.
Like all of the illegal Mexicans are today.
Well, that's a point we could talk about.
Before we talk about that, though, let's get this Law of the Sea Treaty straightened out. What's going on? Did they start this morning in Washington, as they said they would? Because, see, they should have been an hour into this thing already.
Well, my understanding is 10:30 it was scheduled Eastern time, so that would bring us, they may be talking about it right now. I've got my Internet on, and if I get any news, you know, I'll have it.
Okay.
But you're correct, it's the Senate Foreign Relations Committee takes a vote whether to vote the treaty out of committee. And I think I was listening to you the other day, you were talking about some of these bills that have nine lives and you have to keep killing them over and over.
Hey, I have a listener, great!
And this is one of them, because this has been coming up since the 1980s. President Reagan would not even sign it. In the 1990s, in the Clinton administration, President Clinton, there was some modifications to it, and he signed it, but the Senate did not ratify it. And it's come up and down and up and down, and now it's up again like a bad penny. And the Bush administration, unfortunately, is lending its support to the treaty, which is unfortunate because it's really it's the biggest socialist land grab in world history if this thing goes through. You know, the surface area of the Earth represented by the ocean floor is 70% of the Earth's surface. And what this treaty would do is give it all to the United Nations and make it all a public, a world collective ownership of the bottom of the sea.
Why do you think Bush could possibly be behind something like this?
Well, part of it is that some of the provisions of the treaty are not all bad. Some of the ones that talk about our territorial waters and the economic activities we can undertake near our own shores, those are not terribly bad provisions, but, you know, we can observe those without signing this treaty. It's a big package deal treaty that includes complete abolition of private property under the ocean, and it includes some provisions that threaten our naval sovereignty. You know, we've got to be able to take action unilaterally on the high seas. When you have a Pueblo incident, like North Korea seizing the Pueblo, when you got Cambodia seizing the Mayaguez, when you got the Cuban Missile Crisis, all these things involve our Navy on the high seas taking actions to defend American interests. If this Law of the Sea Treaty goes through, we're going to have to submit all these actions to determination by an international court with judges appointed by the members of the United Nations. And you know that honor roll of members of the United Nations, it includes Russia, Cuba, Vietnam, and North Korea.
Venezuela.
Syria, Venezuela, Iran, Red China, not Taiwan. Yeah, so this is an intolerable treaty from a number of different perspectives.
See, I can't understand how anybody, if someone would have done this 100 years ago, they'd have been hung for treason.
Well, no question. And, you know, you talk about 100 years ago or more, your listeners, you know, it hasn't been that long ago, we had the Homestead Act. And under the Homestead Act, if you had a stretch of land that was territory, it was not owned by anybody, you come out and you farm it and you make it your own. You earn the right to call it your property by making it valuable. That's the principle of private property that ought to be observed under the ocean floor. If mining companies can go down there and gather up minerals at the bottom of the sea, they ought to own that little patch of the bottom of the sea. And what this UN treaty does is completely abolish that. It puts all ownership in the United Nations. And it guarantees, this is the real kicker, it guarantees that if you're, let's say you're a mining company, and you go at great risk down to the bottom of the ocean, and take 2 square miles of territory down there and bring up valuable minerals, you have to give one of those square miles, half of it, to the United Nations agency for them to mine and for them to take the profits to distribute to all the countries of the United Nations. Now, where's the justice in that? Is that a strange system or what?
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by life essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification.
This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Thomas Bowden. He is a legal analyst for Ayn Rand Institute. We're talking about this Law of the Sea Treaty, which apparently is the best we know is being debated right now by a Senate committee as to whether or not it will come up to a full vote of the Senate to ratify or not ratify the Law of the Sea Treaty. Now, going into the commercial break, we were talking about what all this treaty did. You know, Thomas, I've mentioned this before, and you were listening, talking about how they defeat. You know, you have to defeat something like this a dozen times. It just keeps coming back. But you don't have to defeat it. We do it anyway. Let's take, for example, the Biodiversity Treaty. That was never ratified. And we're following every aspect of it in this country.
Well, that's true. That does happen, you know, because you get all the other nations on board. And, you know, if we're going to separate ourselves from the rest of the world on a matter of principle, we've got to stand strong, and we have to understand that we've got the moral high ground, that we're doing the right thing. And this is what undercuts us so often, is we get all apologetic. And we get all concerned that we've hurt somebody else's feelings or doing the wrong thing. We need to be able to stand up for our own national self-interest.
You know, people have been hurting my feelings for 70-some years now, and nobody really ever apologized. They think it's fun.
Well, take it to the UN, and maybe they'll give you some relief.
Anyway, let's go back to this hearing we're holding today, because it takes 2/3 majority to ratify. And they don't think they have the 2/3, do they?
Well, that's right. I mean, I think Halloween is a good day to have this debate, because it's a pretty frightening topic. You've got the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and I believe there will be a majority in that committee sufficient to vote the treaty to the Senate floor, since the Democrats are almost all behind it and some Republicans are behind it. So it will get to a Senate vote, or at least it'll get out onto the Senate floor. But I agree with you. I think it's going to be tough, because a lot of people have been waking up, because this thing is one of these. It's like some zombie that sleeps underground, you know, and it comes out on Halloween. as it has reemerged, the people who have opposed it in the past have reminded themselves of how horrible it is. And there's a lot of opposition building. I know your Senator Inhofe, Oklahoma, is one of the leaders against it on that committee.
I was looking at, in fact, I'm looking at it right now, the latest edition of August Review. And Cliff Kincaid here is saying the Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, says he will oppose the White House and vote against a treaty. Now, here's one of the top Republicans saying, no, we're going to go against whatever Bush is saying on this thing.
Yeah, that was a big step. So, the administration is in trouble on that. The administration is along with this treaty, there's something like 34 or 35 other treaties that it's recommended for adoption. And if you start looking at all these treaties, you just want to run the other direction. There's one under consideration. It's called the Toilet Bowl Treaty by some of the commentators. And what it does is define as ocean pollution.
Hey, we're going to have to take a break. Let's stand by.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
And we're back. Thomas, going into the commercial break, you were talking about these 34 other treaties, and you even mentioned a toilet bowl treaty. But I was thinking about George Washington's farewell address. You know, he said, do not get entangled with other nations. And boy, that's all we've done in the last, couple dozen years.
Well, that's right. I mean, you can take that different ways. I am a proponent of global free trade, and because I believe in individual rights, and I believe we have the right to trade with other countries. But there's a lot of entanglements that are not proper, and certainly the United Nations is not the appropriate institution to protect anybody's rights. I mean, their record is horrible, as your show the other day on the anniversary of United Nations Day showed. I mean, where are these achievements that we're supposed to celebrate in the United Nations? They're supposed to keep the peace, and I think you listed all the 100 or something wars we've had since
then. But Bush was telling us how great an organization this is.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's got a press release on this Law of the Sea Treaty, too. You asked how he could support it. He says it'll secure our sovereign rights and it'll promote our interests and give us a seat at the table where the rights that are vital to our interests are debated and interpreted. Well, I don't want a seat at that table. I don't want to sit down with any other country and debate and interpret the rights of the United States. Those are ours to uphold. If we don't know what they are and are not willing to uphold them proudly, then we're lost.
I like what Senator Trent Lott said. He called this treaty the United Nations on steroids.
That's right. That's right. Well, this whole scheme was developed back in the 1970s when the socialists and so forth were in their heyday, and you know, it looks a little outdated today as the advantages of free trade have and private property have come, you know, become more obvious. But you know, it's still out there, and we're just a couple of votes away from having this. And what people don't realize is that under our Constitution, Article 6 of our Constitution, treaties become the supreme law of the land. It's just like making a constitutional amendment. You know how difficult it is to make a constitutional amendment get through. It takes years and years.
That's why they go around the Constitution with signing these treaties.
Well, that's right. And it's dangerous as heck. We've got a case in the Supreme Court right now where an international court over in Europe told Mexico that a Texas court had violated the law by not calling up the Mexican consulate when a bunch of criminals got arrested in Texas. And they're trying to overturn the guilty verdict of those criminals in Texas by saying that their international rights were violated, that we didn't call the Mexican consulate. So the Supreme Court right now is considering a case where, you know, do we have to look to a court in Europe to determine what our criminal courts do? So this is just a taste of the future. If we get treaties like the Law of the Sea Treaty.
Where are all these globalists coming from? I mean, we have, what, half of the Supreme Court are globalists.
Well, it's a big, you know, it's a big, long development. You ask about the Bush administration. I mean, I think the Bush administration is saturated with these neoconservatives who are very globalist. They're very one world. They're very much for diplomacy as opposed to asserting our rights. And you know, where do these people come from? They come from the colleges. They come from, you know, out of the woodwork. but they're here, and we got to deal with it.
What about the International Seabed Authority? Now, if this goes through, we're going to have an International Seabed Authority. What does that mean?
Well, if you look at this thing, if you imagine that you are a company that might want to make money out of mining on the ocean floor, the first thing you're looking at is a set of regulations that would choke you if you tried to read it. The American West would never have been settled if there had been a European Commission with this kind of regulations. Every step of the way, your decisions are made for you as to what you can do and not do on the bottom of the ocean floor. But if you do get somebody who's willing to do it, what happens is they have to apply and pay big fees to this International Seabed Authority for the privilege and the license to go down there and mine these minerals. And as I said, once they get down there, if they map out 20 square miles that are good for mining, they have to give 10 of those square miles to the International Seabed Authority, and they are then mined by something called the Enterprise. Sounds like a Star Trek.
I was going to say, I think I saw that on television a long time ago.
It sounds like something right out of Star Trek. It's the Enterprise with a capital E, and what that is it just a huge global company that goes down there and uses the technology and the know-how of the, you know, the American or the Western countries to figure out how to do this work. In other words, they follow along behind. They do nothing on their own. They don't explore. They don't invent. They don't take risks. They just go in after somebody else has done all that, and they pick up the wealth off the bottom of the ocean floor, sell it, and distribute the money around to the UN countries, like the poor landlocked countries, like, you know, Congo or Uganda or whatever that don't have any sea exploration. So it's just tremendously unjust, and who is going to, what self-respecting entrepreneurial company is going to go forward on that kind of basis? I don't think there are any. So You're
so let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. Our number, 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale this coming Monday, that's November the 5th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Wendell's expecting 3,000 head for the annual Winnigan Roundup, featuring Angus and Angus Cross calves. Linhart Farms will be selling 500 head of 4 and 5 weight black and black baldies out of new design 878 bulls. Marvin and Monty Reed has consigned a 200 head string weighing from 5 to 600 pounds. John and Denise Simons, Bradley Ayers, and Bruce Crumpacker will each be in with a 100-head string of 5 weights. Other big strings of 5 weights have been consigned by Five Mile Farm. Steve Kilgore, H.D. Moffat, Tom Foe, Dave Pfeiffer, Ronald Brantner, Bobby Craig, Don Moffat, Joel Fields, Larry Allman, Claybrook Farms, Zach Harris, and Larry Bennett. Most all offerings have been white-tagged and many are weaned for the special calf and yearling sale coming up this Monday, November 5th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Well, friends, I've been there, done that, had a great time, and you will, too. The best-kept secret of the Ozarks is Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Over the years, the lodge has hosted hundreds of family reunions, and they'll host yours also. The best time to go is when you say it is. The best time to call is right now. Family reunions require a little advanced planning, and right now is the best time to get your preferred date at the lodge. The lodge provides all the meals with your room and for you. That means no cooking or cleaning, and there's plenty to do. S'mores by the campfire, a pool with a view, canoeing on the Merrimack, or simply relaxing. Your aunts and uncles and cousins by the dozens will thank you for taking them to the best-kept secret of the Ozarks, Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Make reservations today by calling 573-775-2400. That's 573-775-2400. Or go online to wildwoodspringslodge.com. Actions speak louder than words, and if you want this country to wake up, like I do, we have to all do our part, and that's why I'm asking you to join the Paragon Foundation. The one thing that will help more than anything else is your financial support. So by joining the Paragon Foundation, then they can do what they do best, and that's protect your property rights. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
There has been such an increase in our membership and the people that are calling in here and utilizing this foundation. And that part's exciting. The other side of that deal is the kind of pressure that puts on a guy's infrastructure here. Because I'm not in a position to go out and hire a lot of staff and those kind of things. But it limits you as to what you can do.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443 or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, rehab is for quitters, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned to visiting today with Thomas Bowden. We are discussing the Law of the Sea Treaty. You mentioned going into the commercial break, Thomas, that The West would never have been settled. Did you see that tongue-in-cheek article? I can't remember who wrote it or where. Someone emailed it to me about Daniel Boone, the problems he would have had with the EPA and OSHA and all of these things. He'd never have gotten to Kentucky or Tennessee. I don't remember which it was, but anyway.
I didn't see that, but I'm a Kentucky boy myself, so I'm going to look that up as soon as I hang up here.
Okay.
Because I'll make use out of that.
It's good. But anyway, the covered wagons, they'd have to pass inspection like the road trucks do today. And
red lights on the back and brake lights.
Right, yeah. Anyway, so much for that. Let's go to the telephones. Doug in Oregon. Hi, Doug, you're on the air.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I wish I could say I disagreed. It'd make the show a lot more interesting, but I did want to elaborate on a point, and maybe we do disagree a little bit. Your guest had made a statement that the treaties, when passed, become law of the land. Well, that's actually not exactly correct. And again, let me state I'm totally opposed to this. I'm opposed to the United Nations. It's invalid itself, and it was also ratified illegally. And that's the crux of this. If we look at Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution, second paragraph says, "The Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made, or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land." Now, what that's saying is, and there's been a lot of lawyers who have looked at this, and a lot of people just seem to miss it, if it is in violation of the Constitution, it cannot be supreme law of the land, because the Constitution, as we know, is supreme law of the land. So we've also been sold a bill of goods incorrectly there as well, gentlemen, and I'm not sure if you're aware of that. So if it overrides the Constitution, if it overrides the authority of the United States, which is granted to it under the Constitution, then it is not valid. It's null and void.
I would grant you your argument, I'm not sure how the law of the sea treaty overrides the Constitution in any way that the Supreme Court would recognize today. I think it would be enforced just like it were part of the Constitution.
I've heard this argued both ways. I've had several people call in and say, "Hey, you're wrong about that," and they'll come up with the same thing that you're saying, Doug. I don't know. I don't know. And I'd hate for the Supreme Court to decide, because you know which side they would decide on.
Well, absolutely, Derry, and I agree that they're going to. I mean, they violate the law, let's face it. It really counts for nothing anymore. They just do whatever they want to do. But my point is, if we followed the Constitution, and if we look at the Constitution, specifically what it says, only under the authority of the Constitution, under the United States, can treaties be ratified. And so they do not, the Senate does not have the authority to ratify a treaty which would override the Constitution. It simply would be invalid. But you're absolutely correct. The Supreme Court would look at it and just say, no, it's valid. I mean, the whole United Nations is invalid if you wanted to.
Well, practically every law that's been passed in my lifetime is unconstitutional.
Yes.
So, that's right. We just don't have a Supreme Court that will recognize it. So we don't want to let this get as far as the Supreme Court, or we're all sunk.
No, I agree, and I'm with you guys 100%. I just wanted to point out that we have a little more ammunition there, and we shouldn't accept the premise that just because it's ratified by the Senate that it's law of the land, because that's just not correct. If we look at Article 6, it definitely is quite clear, but so many people miss that, scholars and lawyers as well. So.
Okay, let's move along. Appreciate the call, Doug. It takes 67 votes, and let's just assume that it's going to come out of committee and go to the full Senate. It takes 67 votes to pass. So 34 votes are required to kill the bill, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How do you look at that, Thomas? Are they going to be able to kill the thing?
Well, Derry, you know, I don't know. I've been trying to follow this, and I have not come across somebody who's actually counted the votes. So I don't know, but I'll bet as soon as it gets out of committee that people will be tracking that down and actually polling the senators one by one. I know a number of the senators had not made up their minds.
No, they haven't figured out how much money they're going to get out of which side.
Well, I wish I could say there was some money even coming out of this. This is not even something where there's a payday out of it. It's pure and utter sacrificing American interests for the sake of the world, with nothing coming back to us at all.
Well, but I mean, Bush wants it, and he has ways to, feed the piggy.
Right. Well, who knows what influence he'll be able to pull on this, but he is a lame duck, and this is not an issue that I don't think excites very many people. I have not even seen the liberal left really get excited about this treaty.
If you go out on the street and you just start asking people what they think about the Law of the Sea Treaty, they're going to look at you like, you know, this is something from outer space. They have no idea. A typical American has right. No idea,
and that's why this age we live in is so great, because between the internet and talk radio, people can find out about these things much more easily than they ever could, and really rise up and strike down this kind of thing before it gets too far.
Okay, let's go to the telephones again. Ed in Missouri. Hi, Ed. You are on the...
It looks like the Senate is saying trick or treat. And I think what we should do is trick those that end up voting for this. By the way, this is a perfect example of the corrupt United Nations. If people think back to the Korean War, our officers had to check with the UN force commanders before they made an attack. And, of course, the Russians spoke to the Chinese, and when our men attacked, they knew we were coming.
Yeah, well, that's just an obscene surrender of our national sovereignty. It should never happen.
But I wanted to mention this big bank bailout that Secretary Paulson wants to give. You know, all these big banks are asking for being bailed out, and they're the same elites that talk about predatory capitalism. Are you aware of what's going on at Atlanta with the fiasco about those mussels?
I'm not aware of that.
Atlanta.
Oh, you mean with the where they're releasing the water for the mussels and taking the water out of Atlanta, Georgia?
Well, that's exactly an example, a parallel to this sea treaty. That it shows how the federal government's agencies want to do what somebody else wants them to do rather than the people. And that's why we have to be afraid of this law of the sea treaty, because the powers that be don't care about the little guy.
Well, and there's another whole aspect to this law of the sea treaty that it puts into UN control all the so-called pollution that goes into the ocean that might change temperatures or affect marine life. So it really, the UN's tentacles crawl out of the ocean onto the land and start to control everybody who puts anything into the ocean, which is a huge number of industries and individuals.
Okay, let's go to, hey, thanks for the call, Ed. Let's go to Tyson in Montana. Hi, Tyson.
Hi.
Yes, you're on the air. I say you're on the air.
Yeah, can you hear me?
You betcha.
Yep, go ahead. Hey, I had a quick thing I wanted to say before I get into the question I had to ask. Last Thursday, I think it was, Paul Harvey, in his noontime presentation, had something to say about the North America Coalition and NAFTA Superhighway, and it was kind of dismissing the fact as a conspiracy. What do you have to say about that?
Well, let's don't change. We've argued this thing. We know all about the North American community. Let's stay on the law of the sea treaty.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. My first question was: Does that actually tie the North American coalition tie into the law of the sea treaty? Is that something that's trying to go together as well?
Barry, I'd have to let you answer that.
I would just go back to the point that hey, it's all globalist. It's all I think the whole shooting match is tied together one way or the other, and we just keep finding out almost on a daily basis. Oh, looky there. We talked about that when we were discussing the biodiversity treaty. We talked about this when something else happened. So, yes, I think it's all tied together, and it's all for a globalist government where we're going to have one we're going to have, they want us to have, they meaning the powers that be that we keep discussing, want a one-world government.
And the only thing I would say to chime in is that I would caution your listeners against, conspiracy theories that rely on, hidden people in smoke-filled rooms, pulling the strings of the world economy and world politics. All this stuff is going on out in the open. It's ideas that are generally accepted. And, it's all going out there where we can see it. And we have to do to stop it is stand up for the right ideas.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine.
Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them on to sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Going into the commercial break, Thomas, you made the comment that the things that are taking place are not taking place in, under conspiracy situations, not in smoke-filled rooms and back rooms, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yet, we did not get to sit in on the three amigos when they met to start this North American community thing.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't go so far as to say there's no such thing as a smoke-filled room. I'm just saying that, you know, it's difficult for anybody to get any of these things done without public votes, public discussion, and public debate. We do get a chance to make our views known.
Well, you know, you're right. Just like I've been mentioning about the CFR. The CFR, you know, oh, that was all hush hush. There's no such thing as a Committee for Economic Development. There's no such thing as the Council on Foreign Relations. And you remember right. All this? Well, now, hey, you can get on their website. You can make a phone call and talk to the people. But the thing of it is, you mentioned it's going on in the open where people can see it, but the people are looking the other way. They're watching Britney Spears and OJ, whether or not he really ordered guns and bulldog fights and the World Series, and they don't have time to really check this all out.
Yeah, it is incredible, but you know, people have to understand that there's a lot at stake, and I think the thing that really energizes people is if you understand that you're in the right morally, that you have a right to stand up for your own self-interest, for your own individual rights, and if the other countries of the world don't like it, that's their problem. I think there's too much kind of altruistic self-sacrificial attitude that, well, we don't deserve to be number one, we don't deserve to be rich while others are poor, and so we need to give away foreign aid and give away our sovereignty and keep giving away, and it's just not the case.
What about the global tax? Was there a global tax involved in this Law of the Sea Treaty? Is it mentioned in there?
Well, it's not a tax in name, but it's there's all sorts of fees and tax. Well, there's fees and license fees that have to be paid by these undersea mining companies, which by the way, you know, nobody's doing any undersea mining. This is 30, 40 years down the road. Nobody's doing it yet. So, you know, a lot of this is planning for the future. One of the problems is that this treaty puts so many obstacles and roadblocks in the way that we may never have anybody on the bottom of the sea getting all that mineral wealth that's down there.
How do we know it's down there?
Well, they've done exploration. They know it's down there. The question is whether it's economical to go down and get it, and so far the land-based mining has been less costly, so that's the way it is for right now.
Yeah, what is it the same? I guess it would be the same minerals that are above the ocean, or
that's right,
on dry land.
Like manganese is one of the minerals that there's a lot of down there. But so far they can get it out of surface mines, you know, more economically.
Okay, we're going to take the final break of the hour, then we'll be back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Since 1977, the American agriculture movement has been a major player in agricultural policymaking in Washington, D.C. And now, once again, AAM leads the march for the use of alternative energy sources to lower the use of fossil fuels. Farmers, energy experts, and multinational corporations are all pulling in different directions as gasoline prices continue to soar. Many argue that ethanol is the answer to the energy crisis, but that doesn't guarantee a profit to the American farmer. Imported ethanol from sugarcane is 50% cheaper to produce than from corn. The American agricultural movement supports the use of alternative energy sources such as biomass, U.S.-produced ethanol, biodiesel, wind and solar power, and other energy sources. AAM is a member of 25 by 25 that has the goal to produce 25% of U.S. energy by the year 2025 from alternative energy sources.
To join the American agricultural movement, go to www.aaminc.org or call 605-993-6201. When it comes to grasping gold, don't expect much help from the mass media. For example, the news reports gold at 28-year high, right? Wrong. Gold prices are just a third of the way back to the 1980 highs if you adjust for inflation. Gold's not a mainstream investment yet because it's seen as difficult to understand according to financial analysis at Reuters. But now, thanks to my trusted friends at Swiss America, understanding gold has never been easier, but you do need the right tools, like their new Gold 101 DVD. Call Swiss America, the gold experts, at 1-800-289-2646 or 1-800-BUYCOIN for your free Gold 101 DVD, a booklet, and a Derry CD, a $30 value. That's 1-800-289-2646. It's 1-800-BUYCOIN. And we're in the home stretch, Thomas. Tell me a little bit. I think we've hashed over the Law of the Sea pretty well. Tell me a little bit about Ayn Rand Institute. What do you do besides what we talked about today?
Well, we promote the ideas of the author named Ayn Rand. And if I can real quickly give out the website.
Sure, absolutely.
It's www.aynrand, spelled AYNRAND, .org, O-R-G. And what we do is promote her ideas in a number of ways. We make sure that her novels, The Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged, those are bestsellers for many, many years. We make sure copies of them get into the schoolrooms. So we distribute free books to teachers. we write op-eds and essays and letters to the editor and so forth to try to promote her ideas, and we have speakers. And so our basic goal is to spread her ideas, which were basically the American ideal of individual rights, the Declaration of Independence, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, is the political, the proper political approach. And she has a whole philosophy that supports that, that focuses on reason, self-reliance, and so forth. So that's our goal, and we do things like this every day, and we're just thrilled to be able to do a radio show like this and reach some of your listeners who really would benefit from reading her novels and her nonfiction.
Yeah, I just accidentally caught your name. The press release actually came from Ayn Rand Institute, and they mentioned you, and I told Jeff, I said, you know, this fellow sounds like he'd make a good guest, and he knows more about this than I do. Anybody knows more about it than I do. But, you know, and here's another thing. They make these treaties so blooming hard to read.
Oh, my God.
That even if you took time to read the 20-some thousand pages of NAFTA, I don't remember. But even if you read it, you wouldn't know what you read.
Well, it took me all day to look through it. And I was a lawyer for 20 years before I came to work for the Institute here. So I've read my fair share of laws and so forth, and this is a doozy.
They all are.
Oh, yeah.
They do that on purpose, and they use words that you and I think means one thing, but they make it say exactly the opposite of what we think it meant.
You're exactly right, and they make the laws so vague that you don't know whether you're violating them or not, and that's how they keep a hold on you. They make sure that you've done something criminal one way or another so that they got something on you.
You know, that's and that just passed the other day. Let me see if I can find it here. What was it? The homegrown terrorism bill. Have you seen that thing?
I have not seen that.
That's not the real name of it, but that term is used in the... We talked about it on October the 29th, I believe it was. But anyway, it makes you and I out as terrorists.
Oh, my gosh.
Literally. It's... I can't remember... For some reason, I didn't put it in my notes here, and I don't remember the name, the name or the number of the bill. Jeff just said H.R. 1955,
and well, I'm gonna
look it up because when you read that thing, it will certainly give you heartburn.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, you get tired of fighting. It seems like they're brush fires, you know. You stamp one of them out and another one starts up. And one of the things we like to do is talk about the leverage power of ideas, because if you have the right ideas, they can kill a whole lot of bad legislation at once so that you don't have to fight them all one by one. It's the power of principles.
So, anyway, Thomas, we are... literally out of time. It's been a pleasure having you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition. When you see something that you need to discuss, give us a call. We'd be glad to have you back. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
With